From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Texas officials have charged a 17-year-old with capital murder following the deadly shooting in Santa Fe High School that resulted in 10 deaths and more than a dozen injuries. The wounded include a school police officer who was one of the first to confront the suspect. U.S. Senator Ted Cruz spoke at a vigil for the victims.
For every parent, the nightmare beyond all others that your child will go off to school one morning and won't come home. None of us knows why there's evil in the world, but this community has seen it.
Speaking on ABC News program this week, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the problem is that life has been devalued in America.
Whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music. Psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
U.S. President Donald Trump described the shooting as an absolutely horrific attack, one of many that have been going on too long in this country. Mr. Trump ordered flags to be flown at half staff and vowed to get guns out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to others. Reuters reports that investigators have found one of the black box recorders that could help them figure out what went wrong after an airliner in Cuba crashed, killing 107 people. Three badly injured survivors are being treated in a hospital. Boeing, the plane builder, says a technical team is ready to assist in the investigation with the permission and at the direction of relevant U.S. and Cuban authorities. This is VOA News. A Syrian monitor says Islamic State fighters are being evacuated from the last insurgent enclave near Damascus, which is a move that will restore state control over the area. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the evacuation of the fighters and their families from the refugee camp began Sunday. Buses were carrying the fighters and their families to the Syrian desert east of the capital. Reuters reports the enclave is the last besieged insurgent area in western Syria. During a 20-minute telephone conversation, South Korean leader Moon Jae-in and U.S. President Donald Trump exchanged views about how best to deal with what appears to be roadblocks in North Korea and that it has thrown out into what would be historic talks between Mr. Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. This would occur on June 12th in Singapore. The June meeting would be a first for the leaders of the two countries. Trump and Moon are scheduled to meet Tuesday in Washington. North Korea threatened last week to pull out of the June summit because of South Korea's ongoing military exercises with the U.S., calling the exercises an invasion rehearsal. In addition, the North's Red Cross is now demanding the return of 12 North Korean restaurant workers who have been in the South since 2016. The North says the return of the women would demonstrate the South's willingness to improve relations with the North. North says that they've been abducting the women in the South. The South now says that it previously confirmed the women's free will in resettling in the South. Rapidly flowing lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano isolated a group of about 40 homes in a rural subdivision, forcing the rescue of at least four people Friday by county and the National Guard helicopters. The rescue came one day after the volcano erupted on the island of Hawaii, thrusting large plumes of ash kilometers into the air. The U.S. Geological Survey said the lava flowed at a rate of about 366 meters per hour. Venezuelans are heading to the polls this Sunday for an election called early by Socialist President Nicolas Maduro.
Critics want Maduro gone, but they have lost hope for change.
The opposition believes Maduro is a dictator, the election a sham, and many of the opposition parties have boycotted the race. The opposition also sees Maduro's decision to ban outside observers as another reason why the election is a fraud. But some hold out hope. Maduro's main rival is 56-year-old Henry Falcon, a former soldier and governor of the state of Lara. Falcon also held his final pre-election rally in Caracas Thursday.
That's Reuters' Savavi Cooper reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil of VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.